Fast Forward to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Not all wildlife is in the wilderness, and this month, Texas Parks and Wildlife television series viewers meet urban biologists. Writer-producer Alan Fisher gives us the scoop.
You know, when you think about Texas wildlife, you probably don't really think about the urban areas, the big cities, Dallas, Houston, El Paso. But in fact, there are half a dozen biologists who are assigned to these areas in the state, and it's very different depending on what city you're talking about. In Houston, I met a biologist who was responsible for helping the city develop an urban bat colony as a tourist attraction. There's a large number of bats live under a downtown bridge, and people are now getting to go watch them fly out in the evenings and learn more about bats.
There's 250,000 to 300,000 bats that are in the bridge. We think some do migrate, but there are some that stay.
In El Paso, I was out with a biologist there who got a call about a mountain lion sighting and had to go investigate.
We definitely have mountain lions, so that's why I go to investigate.
If you live in an urban area of Texas, while we encourage you to get outside the city limits, you don't necessarily have to see wildlife.
It's true. There are a lot of viewing opportunities right in your own backyard.
Thanks, Alan. The Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series airs on PBS stations statewide. Check your local listings. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.